Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow. Brought to you by NSC Immunition Products for the immune response and more. Now, here's Frank.
I'm William Bradford and was honored to be the leader and second governor of Plymouth Colony the first Thanksgiving on December 13, 1621. Frank asked me to speak today. Plymouth Colony, after initial trials, grew and succeeded with ample crops and game in the stores so that on December 13, 1621, I decreed the first Thanksgiving. This notice I posted as governor for celebrating the first Thanksgiving feast. To all ye pilgrims, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest, and has made the forest to abound in game and the sea with fish, and inasmuch as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, now I do proclaim that all ye pilgrims do gather at ye meeting house, and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings. We had no doubt as to who was responsible for our success and survival. The first Thanksgiving was observed to thank our God for all his blessings given to us and his miracles that had enabled us to have ample food stores for winter, together with warm homes and sufficient wood. The colony reenactments you see today incorrectly shows us as pilgrims to be a group of peasants of low class, when in fact we were of gentry, with clothes and housing amenities associated with comfortable incomes and not poverty. Invitations for our first Thanksgiving were extended also to our Indian friends. Chief Massasoit sent 5 deer and many wild turkeys to be used in the feast. The women of the colony worked for days preparing geese, ducks, fish, cornmeal bread, and pumpkins stewed in maple sap. Chief Massasoit, wearing his traditional white bone beads on a heavy chain, indicated about 20 would attend. But on the big feast day, 90 Indians arrived looking hungry and excited in their best feathers, skins, and feast garb. It appeared every Indian in the New World had come for the first Thanksgiving. New tables and more food was prepared while the Indian tradition of passing the pipe was observed. One Indian brave consumed an entire turkey, a huge venison steak, and a complete pumpkin pie by himself, along with 3 tankards of beer. A true luxury of the day were the spoons we made from poplar wood for the occasion, although our Indian friends still preferred using their fingers for dining. The first Thanksgiving continued for several days until all were exhausted and local turkeys were in danger of extinction. Let's talk more tomorrow about Thanksgiving.
Super Save NSC Ammunition Superzymes is now 40% off at $23.97. Low energy and poor digestion? Fatigued and gaining weight around the waist? Modern diets lack digestive enzymes causing excess stomach acid to cause heartburn, indigestion, weight gain, and worse. Superzymes provide needed enzymes to nutritionally help resolve such miseries and to enhance needed nutrient delivery in the body. To order NSC Ammunition Superzymes, call 888-541-3997 or order online at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Frank Jordan saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15 with free shipping too. To join the NSC club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.